What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Touchdown, Detroit Lions!
You're listening to the best of the Lions.
Oh, baby, how beautiful is that?
A weekly mix of 97.1, the Ticket's best NFL talk to get you ready for game day.
John, I saw a headline and I snapped. I wanted to change the topic. I wanted to do something different. I see this in The Athletic. They conducted their annual poll of coaches and executives, 31 people. The Lions voted far and away most likely to fall short. And rather than have the same conversation that we've had all offseason, I want to give the audience a chance to vent, because I want to vent too. Just kick off already. What offseason storyline are you sick of that you just want to put to bed and you want to see play? Play it out, John, right?
Yes.
What storyline from the Lions offseason are you sick of? It could be this, hey, they're going to fall short. Could be the Zadarius question. We can take the phone call from Dan Campbell. I'm sure he would answer that. It could be the O-line, the schedule, the coordinators. What talking point from the offseason are you just sick of at this point? And you're saying, get me to Sunday, get me to the season, enough. I don't need to dwell on all these talking points. Just play the effing games. 248-539-9797. Is there one that sticks out for you?
Yes. And it's the offensive line. It not a shock to anyone that would be the one that would annoy me the most. And I get it. Like Christian Mahogany, and Dan mentioned it yesterday, only two starts, but he does have a little bit of experience. Tate Ratledge, he's not a seventh round pick that you're hoping can go in there and play. Like, he is a legitimate NFL offensive lineman. And so you have three veterans. And Graham is not Frank. I get it. But he's played the position. You go vet, rook, vet, rook, vet. Like, that may be, if you're going to make changes on the offensive line, that's the ideal situation. You got two tackles that can see everything going on. They're going to help hold their hand as long as they need. And if you're going to hide a couple of guys, you put them at guard. And this is not a shot at guards, but they're not on an island. Yes, they have to block one-on-one, but it's in a phone booth. So they will be just fine. This offense will be just fine. Jared Goff will not be murdered in Lambeau Field. We will not have a headstone that says, oh, Jared Goff, boy, he was great while it lasted.
No chalk outline on Sunday.
And that's the one that I'm just sick and tired of hearing. Yeah, what's gone too far is that Jared Goff can't play quarterback with two inexperienced guards. That this whole offense with all of the weapons around them and the fact that they've added Isaac Tisla, like they are, I think this is the most talented group of skilled players in all of the NFL. And the offense is going to be garbage because we have two inexperienced guards.
I think it was a savvy move to put Graham in the middle. Veteran protections help those rookies.
I think we kind of all knew that. I said that was going to happen. Yeah.
Well, they were trying Ratliff a little bit.
Right, they were. But yeah, what did I tell you early on? The best move is to put Graham at center.
So you think this has gone too far. It's played out. Just sick of the narrative about the offensive line.
I can't wait for those guys to line up at Lambeau Field, look across at those defensive linemen, and know that everyone, you want to talk about the underdogs? There's two underdogs in there right now. And those dogs are Mahogany and Ratliff, and they are going to unleash hell in week one. They're going to come off the ball. They're going to hit them right between the numbers, hat in hands, flat back speed, and they are going to kick ass. I'm telling you right now.
Can you tell it's football season? Can you hear it in his voice? John, for me, the thing I'm sick of is the schedule. Good. I'm glad they're going to play a bunch of A-level games. I'm glad they're going to be tested. Iron sharpens iron. Because the fastest way to figure out whether these guards can get them to a Super Bowl or not is through the toughest schedule in the NFL. You know, we're going to figure out if John Morton's got a curveball and a changeup and an off-speed pitch and more than just the fastball when he's tested repeatedly week in and week out. How is Jared Goff going to handle more pressure, less play action? How is he going to handle it? Let's find out. That's the whole point. I don't need them to balloon up to 15 wins by beating the Jags and the Titans and putting a crooked number up against the Cowboys. I need to see what they look like against the Eagles on the road. I need to see what they look like against the Commanders, against the Ravens, all of it, the Chiefs, the Bengals, etc. I'm sick of hearing about how tough the schedule is. The Lions are a team other people don't want to play. In those cities, guess what they're doing? Oh, bleep. We got to play the Lions this week. Mm-hmm. Embrace it. Live for it. You are one of the top dogs. You get primetime games. You get primetime matchups. You play the best because you want to be the best. I'm sick of hearing about the tough schedule. 248-539-9797. Ticket text is blowing up. We'll make room for you on the phones. Let's start with Barry in Detroit. Barry, good morning.
Man, good morning, guys. Good morning, man. You just said a mouthful, no pun intended, but you just said a mouthful. Bro, that was everything I was going to say. It was like, man, do we even get a chance to breathe? Like, we super lose. We the joke of the NFL, and then we kind of get better, then we get better, then we get great, and then we still have to talk about how we wasn't great. So I think it's just sometimes you got to change the sports culture. To even, like, can you imagine being a Detroit Lions fan and every radio station you turn on, your whole city is doubting you? It's like, man, bro, can we get a break? I just want to be a fan one time. One time. I know the old season is over with, but can we be fans one time? Imagine being Baltimore. You have the most explosive quarterback in the world, and y'all still can't get over a hump. And we talking about the hump we got to get over, and we just started winning? So, yeah, you said everything. I just want to be a fan sometimes.
You know, Barry, I think that we see Kansas City win the division regularly. We see Baltimore win it regularly. We see Buffalo win it regularly. Like, why is there always a doubt that the Lions can't be one of those teams?
I don't know, man. It's just, I don't know. And it's probably fans. I think it's fans that's not really Lions fans. They bandwagon. Because if you're a deep, true blue Lions fan, you could never think that way. I think a lot of people are just sports analysts, but they're not fans. And it's easy to talk about a team when you're not a fan. But when you're a fan, you know what your team is capable of doing. I mean, look at Cleveland. Them fans never leave. They never leave. You can't tell them they're not going to win.
You're right about it.
I mean, it's a different level there, Barry. It's they're where the Lions used to be.
Mm-hmm. pit of misery.
Yeah.
Known as the dog pound.
And it, I don't, I'm not going to go down the road of you're not a true fan if you doubt the team.
You're allowed to have opinions.
You can be a fan that speaks and feels from your heart. You can also be a fan that has those emotions, but then looks at things a little bit more logically. Like, that's the difference between, you know, the whole right brain, left brain.
Yeah, head and heart. And look, you could be a tough love fan where you love your team and they drive you crazy. I think a lot of Lions fans would put their hand in the air and say, yeah, that's my relationship with my football team. But this just set me off. This Athletic headline of they're the team most likely to fall short. And I thought, okay, we could do the topic. Why are they most likely to fall short? We've done that a million times. Yeah. What I'd like to know is what you're sick of. And I mean, I'm just writing stuff down. Coordinators, Zadarius, the O-line, the schedule, Parsons and the Packers, the general consensus of falling short. What is it that you're just saying enough? Are we there yet? Is football season here? I want to just put it to bed and watch the game. 248-539-9797.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. I'm in Norman, Oklahoma. Michigan and Oklahoma coming up tomorrow. Michigan State playing Boston College tomorrow night. Who's the non-conference opponent you would like to see your team schedule in the future? Taking your Lions predictions as well. Hey, guys, real quick, just before we get back to the phones, another would you buy?
Okay.
Would you, when you hit the Powerball jackpot for $1.8 billion, would you sail the ocean?
Not likely.
Okay.
I've been on a cruise that was in the Caribbean, and it was nice. But
I'm talking sailboat, like big yacht, sailboat, crew.
Hell no. The only way I can consider that would be on a short trip. If you're going from like Miami to the Bahamas, something like that, I could consider that. It would have to be one luxurious, and of course it would be with that kind of cash, sailboat. But I do not want to do that. I don't feel comfortable on a sailboat to begin. We had a sailboat when I was a kid. My dad got one, and it was just uncomfortable all the time. Maybe because the maiden voyage, he had all types of problems. He forgot to unhook it from the trailer, so the car was halfway in the water before he realized that.
Oh, no.
That was problem one. Problem two was we were in an area that was too shallow, so we kind of beached it because he didn't take the centerboard out. A lot of learning experiences for my dad back in a sailboat in the day. And then he ended up taking a header when he's trying to get us. We got hooked up on something underneath, like on a log or something like that. He's trying to get us off it. And he fell into the water, into a peat moss bog. It was hilarious. Just a whole comedy of errors for my dad then. Then we decided to just go to Orchard Lake instead. But I'm not a sailboat guy.
Kang, you, would you sail the ocean?
Sounds like your dad wasn't a sailboat guy either.
He wanted to be.
Did it have enough cup holders, the sailboat?
No, absolutely not.
All right. No, that's a no for me, dog. I'm not even close. Like, yeah, you were talking something in the Bahamas. I don't even want to do that. Like, if we sail, we go out for 30 minutes and come back. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I'm not.
It might
like,
just be an inland lake. Yeah.
It's like.
You're going to take it on to Cass Lake on a Wednesday night or something, maybe. But yeah, I don't. No. Doug. Hell no.
No. Nope.
Okay. All right. No, I thought that might be a no. I know you guys pretty well, and I thought that might be a no. But
I love the water, but not on a sailboat.
At least I know what you won't be spending your winnings on. 248-539-9797. Let's get back to the phone.
Shark repellent spray and, you know.
Right. Always a problem.
Yeah. Jeff is next up here at 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
I just wanted to get my pick in for this season. I'm a diehard Lion fan, but I have to be logical about this whole deal. I'm looking at 10-7. At best, I don't even think they win the division. I think they get in as a wild card team. I'm not worried about their offense. I think they can average 24 points or more a game. You guys always talk about their defense as far as if they stay healthy, and that's going to be the problem. They're not going to stay healthy. It's a long season. We're going to lose guys. And in fact, I predict within the first 3 weeks of the season, we lose one or two key guys on defense. It's going to happen. We're prone to that. 10-7 at best. That's my pick. Mark it down so I can tell you at the end of the season, I was right.
Jeff, let me ask you a question.
Sorry, I just let Jeff.
That's okay. Well, my question is, couldn't you literally just pick injuries and predict injuries and undermine any team season? Like, do the Lions have an injury-prone player on defense outside of Davenport? I'm asking.
I don't think so. I want to say, by the top of my head, but, well, Anzarique, he's not even, I'm not counting on him.
Yeah, he's not even a factor.
Is Aleem McNeil? I don't say prone. Prone's a tough word to use with NFL players.
I mean,
it's hard to say that, you know?
Predicting the health, we're going to assume, if we assume Green Bay stays healthy, the Lions stay healthy, Chicago, Minnesota stays healthy, if we start predicting injuries for any of those teams, you just undermine their season, right?
Yeah, 100%. And last year, did they have injuries, Doug?
The Lions?
Yeah. Yeah. They had a whole mess load of them.
Historic numbers.
Right. So historic injuries on defense last year, they went 15-2, and they had the seventh best scoring defense in the league. They gave up 20.1 points per game. Now, some of that might include a special teams touchdown or an offensive touchdown, but they gave up 20 points a game last year, which ranked seventh in the NFL. Now, a difference you could say, and I'm not going to argue with it because I think you're right. The schedule this year is tougher than the schedule was last year. And you're facing better offensive teams. So that number may go up a little bit, or it may not, because you'll have these guys, hopefully, that they stay healthy for most of the season. Yes, you'll have injuries, for sure. You're going to have to deal with injuries. But can the football gods smile on the Detroit Lions for a little bit and just keep them out of that out for the season injury and just be like a, you know, week to week injury type situation? That'd be nice.
Pendulum of luck.
Pretty please.
Hope it swings back in our direction, right?
Yeah.
248-539-9797.
Calvin is next up in a car. Calvin, welcome to 97.1 The Ticket.
Yes, I got my prediction for this season.
Here we go.
I'm predicting 13-4, but I'll settle for 12-5.
All right, but you're predicting 13-4.
Yes.
But you're good if they win 12 games.
I'm good if they win 12 games. That 10-7, this team too good to go 10-7.
Do you think 12-5 would still get them the division?
I'm hoping so, yes.
Okay. Does 12-5 get them the number one seed?
No.
Okay. Who's the top dog in the NFC?
Who do you think?
Well, I'm asking.
Detroit Lions.
Well, then I just asked you if they get the number one seed.
But I mean, they don't have to get the number one seed.
I understand. I'm just asking you who's going to get the number one seed in the
NFC. Oh, who's going to get the number one seed? That's a tough one. I believe it's going to be the Eagles again.
All right.
Okay. I believe it's the Eagles.
Yeah, I mean, look, the number one seed thing is something you strive for, but we also know it's not a requirement to winning the Super Bowl. The Lions clearly had it last year, and it clearly didn't work out. We don't need to recap all that. It feels a little less important to me this time around. If you're going to tell me that they're healthy and they go 12-5, as opposed to what they went into last year with a just devastated defensively by injuries and went 15-2. I'll take a healthy 12-5 Detroit Lions team in the postseason quicker than I take a 15-2 battered Lions team.
Yeah, I'll take a healthy team in the playoffs because they clearly were not, and that obviously hampered them. So did some poor play, but the health part, that's got to improve in the postseason.
Feedback coming in here. I think everyone's concern is not having enough depth behind Hutch and Davenport, knowing one of them will be hurt at some point during the season. That's from Harry in Garden City. Yeah, I mean, I get that. And the what I would build hope around, and we usually do build hope, but if I'm going to build hope around the fact, I'm going to say they went 15-2 last year without Hutch and Davenport pretty much for the whole season. But I really like El-Quadim Muhammad, and I think they love him too. And they do have roster flexibility, so we'll see if they pick anybody up.
Yeah, they have that. And keep in mind, the first two seasons of his career, Aiden Hutchinson played every game. So last year was the first year he ever dealt with an injury with the Lions. He dealt with an injury at Michigan, and did he come back strong?
Yes, he did.
Okay, so here he is coming back from another injury, and the coach says he looks better than ever. I'll take
Derek from Wyandotte says 11-6, the Lions will lose to the Bears twice.
Ooh, interesting.
Mark in a truck says, we're going 12-5 with that road schedule. It's going to be tough, but our defense is better than everyone thinks. I think there could be some truth to that. I think that there is a show-me attitude coming from Lions fans, and that's okay. I'm with you.
You know, you and I both know that Jared Goff listens to a lot and uses it as a chip on his shoulder.
Yep.
I think a lot of this outside noise that's coming from the national media, we talked briefly about this week, but I'm giving it more attention today. I think it is going to play in the Lions' favor. I think these guys really thrive on that stuff. I think Dan Campbell does too. It wouldn't surprise me if, you know, behind closed doors that, you know, they let people know about this stuff. Hey, you know, all these people saying Green Bay's the team. I'm just saying.
So when we had Teddy Lehman on earlier in the show, the color commentator for Oklahoma and the former Detroit Lion linebacker who played with Dan Campbell, he said something that I kind of suspected all along, but he said he thought the reason Dan Campbell is going to be great at this for the long term is his ability to get through to every player on the roster. And that is something that it's one of the reasons why I like Mike Vrabel as a coach, why I like Mike Tomlin as a coach. I think when you got guys that are making $20 million a year and guys that are making $450,000 a year, it's tough to get everybody to buy into your message and do their role and be happy with it. I think Campbell's great at it. I really do. And I think that's why they get the most out of it. They get the most out of their roster and their guys. And I was glad to hear him say that. And he played with him and he rehabbed with him when they were both out with injuries and spent a lot of time on the training table just shooting a breeze.
Time at a bar as well. Something tells me that.
I think that's probably true too. He did say, I said, hey, when we get you on the air, are there any Dan Campbell stories you could tell? And he goes, honestly, I got so many Dan Campbell stories and not one of them is for air. Thought that was great. All right. Hey, let's catch up with the Birchie kid who's out of Allen Park with the very latest. We do it every Friday, getting you set for the weekend of Detroit Lions football. Next hour, we'll pick some games. Michigan taking on Oklahoma, Michigan State taking on Boston College. We'll touch on some of the keys to their games coming up at the 1 o'clock hour as well. It's Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Let's get
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful, too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Going on a Thursday. We got a lot to get to and 4 hours to do it, so let's rock and roll. All right, Rico, we're going to put something to bed. We're going to talk about this and then never speak of it again. Maybe. I want to offer something before we get to Is Nothing Sacred in Sports Anymore. Article today, and it's on the heels of our discussion yesterday, where?
They don't want you, Za'Darius.
Thank you. So it's this idea of juxtaposing two things. And I just have a hard time believing at some level it doesn't bother all Lion fans. Let me repeat that. On some level, could be small, could be minute, it could trigger you to where you need a rage room or somewhere in between. The article today is that the Philadelphia Eagles made a full court press to trade for Micah Parsons. And we're told from Dan Campbell, we're good. We've got Davenport. Now, I want you to think about this for a second. The Philadelphia Eagles have been to 3 Super Bowls and won 2 of them. They destroyed the Chiefs last year, and they're all in all the time. Their 2026 cap space thing, it's not optimal. I think they're 17th in the league. You're 24th. You could fix yours, but we'll leave it alone. The point is, don't call this radio station acting like they've got unlimited funds. They don't. They have a Super Bowl team. They've won a multiple, been to multiple. And you know what they didn't do? They didn't say, we're good, we got the Lombardi. They didn't say, we're good, why can't you be happy with our fat people? We have Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter. No, they didn't say that. They didn't say, we stole Zach Baum and he turned into an all-pro linebacker. No. Whoa, we're good. Can't you just be happy with Cooper DeJean? No. They called a division rival and made a full court press, made him say no.
Yep.
And you're told Stop asking me about Za'Darius Smith. We're good. All I ask is, can you at least admit there's a little jealousy to how the Eagles do things? Just a little. A smidge. Not a punch of salt, but a pinch of salt. Just a pinch of envy.
When I looked at this, here's the thing. I could be wrong, but Mike, I'd bet a paycheck the Eagles' offer was probably better than the Packers because they knew we got to be serious because they're not going to trade with us. And Dallas was still like, no, correct. I'm not giving you Micah Parsons. But the fact that they were willing to come off of picks or whatever it was, because as you just said, you know what's better than good?
Great.
Being better and being great and being the best and never sitting and resting on your laurels and never just saying, yeah, we good. You're not. We shouldn't even be talking about Za'Darius Smith because you should be out there trying to call the various teams, whether it was Dallas, whether it was Cincinnati, and making them offers. You know what? The Lions keep calling us. We should just make this deal.
And again, they were never trading him to Philly. They couldn't trade him in division. I'm still surprised they traded him in the NFC. The point is, they weren't going to do it in division. I am not angry that we do not have Micah Parsons. Let me be clear. But I get envious that the Eagles, who have done things you can't even dream of, multiple Super Bowls, go to three in a 7-year span, and they're still trying harder than you. Mm-hmm. All while you're told, guys, we could sign whoever we wanted. We got cap space, but we're good. We're good. Yeah. We have Davenport. That is Dan Campbell with the morning show. So I want to know from your perspective, if you want to call up and lie and say that you're not envious in any way of how the Eagles do business, go for it. I don't care. I don't have a polygraph. But I just don't know how you claim to be real fans with any level of nuance who doesn't look over there and go, damn, they're relentless.
Oh, but you mean these are the same fans who'll be like, oh, but I remember 2 years ago when you guys were saying that he was going to get fired and the Eagles, and look at them, they had new coordinators and they stunk and all of this.
You happened. Mean after they had been to a Super Bowl and started a season 8-1 and fully tanked?
Okay, you know what? You can't be bringing facts to this.
After they had already won a Super Bowl prior in 2018 or whatever it was?
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. Stop.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Stop. I know, I'm not coming at you. I'm saying please.
Think about that. Think about that. They went to the Super Bowl. Fell apart. They rebuilt on the fly, and they got back there. And then they won this thing.
And now they won another one, right. And guess what they tried to do this summer?
Yeah.
They were
aggressive in the 90s championship.
Thank you.
If you want to see the hits that were administered to quarterbacks, oh, mama. But look, the question is simple. You clearly have one way of doing business, which is this long-term, sustainable thing. The Eagles, who are the gold standard in the NFC, have a different way. Win it all or die. And if you die, get up, resuscitate, and do it again. They called on Parsons. You didn't. They try. The idea of Howie Roseman, even if he had a full grip of his own chandelier while he made the call, had no illusions. No illusions.
Won the Super Bowl and said, how can we get better? Think about that.
That's what I want them to do.
You went 15-2 and you're good because you know what? When all the defense comes back and we're going to keep the band together and we're going to just run this thing back. Well, the Eagles did that. They lost some defensive line pieces and said, yeah, you know what? That may be problematic. Who's out there? Oh, let's go get the best person. They're not going to trade it. Yeah, let's float them an offer anyway, and let's just see.
And that's a year after making the bold swing and getting Saquon.
In division.
A couple years after making the bold swing and getting A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
So, look, no one is saying you're not going to win Sunday. No one is saying your year is going to fall apart. Look, bottom line is this. I'm man enough to come on the air and admit to you that while I do really think the Lions have a very good football team, I'm jealous of how the Eagles operate compared to what we're being offered. Can you beat them? Can this be? All things can be true, but it does not change the Eagles' approach. They just constantly try. And I feel like we sit here, what did the Lions do this offseason again? What was their big move? We like our people. We're good. Reinvesting in the Davenport LLC. I want to know, at what level does it bother you or make you question the way things are being done here? And if you can't do that, don't be a sports fan, because it means you're just a lemming. Sports discussions, talking about things, that's what being a fan is. You want to be a bathwater drinker, do it. And I'm sure there'll be a like-minded podcast you could go listen to called lionsboner.net. Do it. You don't need me. You don't need Rico. Do it. Because I don't need you. Brad Holmes takes a shower every day. I'm pretty sure he cleans himself. You don't have to do it for him. We can just talk. Because Howie Roseman is a G. He is Howie Roseman on a general manager level murders.
Well, we got DJ Reed.
Because you lost Carlton Davis.
I mean, biggest move. What move?
Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
No, I'm just saying, because we went out and got him, Mr. Funny Man.
But that's...
I understand, Mike.
248. I think weak-minded people would rather not try than ever endure the pain of failure. I'm different. I just... That's... What are sports for? They're for our enjoyment. So the idea is the team that's never... The Lions are the team that's never gotten laid. Ever. Ever. By anyone or thing. They never had their experimental phase. They've never, ever. The Lions essentially have never touched a boob. Ever. Wouldn't you think they would be trying harder than a team that lives in a gated community called Boob Village? That's the whole point.
They accidentally did in the championship game.
Right. But that's the Eagles are like Brad Pitt. They've seen more ass than a toilet seat. Right. The Lions are Jonah Hill, like fat version. No shot.
Or skinny version.
So the whole point is now you're getting the leading role. So why are you not trying as hard as them? That's the point. That's the question. That's the beauty of the topic. At what level does it bother you? That's all. So let's have some fun. Whee!
Fun.
Tell them all about it. Do you want to do radio like me? I'm Rico.
We asked you the question. What narrative are you sick of? Storyline from the offseason, are you done with? Lions. Is it schedule? Is it the offensive line? Is it Za'Darius Smith? Is it the division, the Packers, the coordinators? What are you just sick of as we get set to turn the page with the season on Sunday? 248-539-9797. Nick, you're up first. Good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Good.
Good, good. I am tired of listening to people rant and rave about these Packers. So they sign Micah Parsons. That's all well and good. He is a great player, a phenomenal player. And they needed help to be better. And they got better. And people are saying, well, why didn't we do better? Why didn't we make all these big trades? We didn't get Trey Hendrickson. We didn't get Micah Parsons. Maybe it's because we didn't need him. Maybe we have a great team, and we've got Aiden Hutchinson back. We're going to be a lot healthier than we were last year. Can we just let him play football, and we can get all the defensive coverage that we need? And we've still got a trade deadline. We can make some moves later. But for, like, Fox NFL to put us at number 9 – that seems a little ridiculous.
Yeah, that's, to me, a gross overreaction. And you're seeing a lot of stuff. Look, there's a lot of little things, and they can add up. But you're probably sick of hearing about a lot of little things. And, John, the response of the ticket text is overwhelming. People are fired up because you're fired up.
Oh, yeah.
This ticket texter says, wow, John, you just gave me goosebumps talking about the O-line. Let's run through a wall. Great motivation. Let's play football. Destroy the cheeseheads. That's Justin in a car. And another ticket texter says, John, as a former offensive lineman, you have me running through a wall as well.
Let's go. I'm trying to come back down just a little bit.
No, stay there.
But I think there are a lot of people, too, like that last caller, who, even though this Micah Parsons thing has only been going on for a week, like, we've seen the drama going on off season, but it wasn't in our backyard until a week ago. Literally a week ago today is when it happened.
Yeah.
And it has been an absolute deluge of information about Micah Parsons, and it's, you know, how it's elevated the Packers. And how, you know, some of it is, well, why didn't the Lions do this to have somebody opposite Aiden Hutchinson? And we've had that conversation all offseason about somebody opposite Aiden and insert any name. And it just, it's nauseating. And I can't, I'm so happy that we actually start with the Packers to put them back in their spot and show them that they're just, hey, thanks for participating, but try again next time.
People that think the O-line will struggle, they don't know who Hank Fraley is. Yeah. Texter says, do we forget the short passing game could help the O-line? J-Mo and Gibbs, heck, even Laporta, get the ball out quick. John, the thing you've hit on, too, is it's run and play action 70% of the time lets an offensive line fire out. That helps a young offensive line.
And if I'm John Morton, I follow the script that put this team in position of an NFC championship game or as a number one seed offensively. Like, it has been a great script. Now, he could put his stamp on it in a lot of different ways, but when you're given the keys to a Lamborghini, you don't swap out the engine and say, well, this one doesn't work very well. You just keep right on rolling, and then you put some accessories on it that make it yours.
Tech says, I'm sick of hearing about not having an edge opposite Hutch, especially we should have added Zadarius. That signed Rick, and it also could have been added signed Dan.
Yeah.
Let's get to
or
Joe.
Or Brad.
Or Brad. Let's get to Joe and Shelby. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, fellas. How we doing?
Good.
Currently driving down to Wisconsin, ready for this Green Bay Lions game. Spend a week in there. You know, I'm just calling this morning and say, I think it's ridiculous how people think the Lions aren't going to do good this year or perform. We performed last year with half the team injured, and now we got everybody back. So I don't know why people are stressing this, and it really pisses me off.
Like, when I read the article, they're the team most likely to fall short. Or we had the conversation about missing the playoffs, I think, a week ago. It's like, okay, we've gone too far.
So when you read the article about falling short, was it falling short of what they did last year? Because do I think they're going to fall short of 15 wins? Yeah. All right. It's not often that teams win 15 games back-to-back seasons.
Okay,
it's extremely rare.
I could interpret it this way. The Lions' goal is the Super Bowl. Well, that's lofty goals. They have loftier goals than all but five or six teams in the league.
Yeah.
You're most likely going to fall short of winning the Super Bowl. But that's such a weird way of casting the season before we kick off. Are the Bills also most likely to fail because Josh Allen can't get out of the AFC playoffs? Are the Ravens most likely to fail because playoff Lamar? So you can beat the Chiefs? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. When the goal is the Super Bowl, sure, yeah, you are most likely to fail. Only one team is going to win the Super Bowl. It's weird. Like, I guess the Panthers aren't more likely to fail because their goal is so much lower. Right?
Yeah, same with the Browns.
Yeah, the Browns aren't. I mean, what? If they win four games, it's going to be great.
Success. They didn't fail.
It's just how you choose to frame things. And a lot of framing happens in the offseason, right? It's talking points.
Yeah.
And it's just put it all aside. We're going to play football on Sunday. 248-539-9797. We are getting flooded with responses. Tech says the offense will fail without Ben Johnson. That's a storyline I'm sick of. Texter says, minus Tesla. Guys, he's still a rookie third receiver. They historically don't do well. The hype is out of control. Not every receiver is going to be Amon-Ra.
Okay. So
that's a storyline on the positive side he's sick of hearing.
Well, the benefit that Tesla has of going into the season is I don't think anybody thinks or really wants him to be Amon-Ra St. Brown. Or even wants him to be J-Mo. They just want him to be a good number three. And I don't know that that's hard for a rookie to do.
No, he should be put in favorable positions.
Yeah.
That's kind of why we're excited.
Can he contribute as much as Reynolds and Patrick or more? That's
more,
his role.
Yes, and more.
If it's more, that's pretty lofty. In a rookie season.
So hold on. Tim Patrick last year had like 390 receiving yards. If Tesla plays 17 games...
Talking about opportunities, though. Again, if Tim Patrick was your two, he'd have more yards. That's what I'm saying. You know, he's the fifth, sixth option in the offense.
Yes, but so here's where I expect him to be a major contributor. He'll be more like Josh Reynolds, where he's a first down killer.
Let me ask you this. Remember they game planned Reynolds in the Rams playoff game the start of the game. He had like 70 yards in the first half. They just they found the weakness in the Rams defense and they just kept going to Reynolds. Can a game plan, you know, if something like that could be drawn up for Tesla in his first season, that's impressive.
Yeah. Yeah. And it doesn't even have to be drawn up for him because you have a very smart quarterback. If he looks out there and Amon-Ra's not open, Laporta's not open, he hasn't handed the ball off to Gibbs or Montgomery, and J-Mo's not open, where's he going to go with the ball? To the next guy.
So my most sick of is easily Za'Darius Smith. It's not the need for an edge. I hear both arguments for it. And look, am I concerned going into the season? Yeah, but at some point they're going to have to add something there, most likely. But it's specifically Smith. I mean, look, this guy's been hopping around the league. I think he's a one-trick pony, third-down pass rusher, and he's a name that people know. So I think he gets more play than he probably should at this point in his career. Look, I'm not against them adding him if they do eventually. I just think people are glorifying Za'Darius Smith way more than he deserves.
I think there's some truth to what you're saying. I do. I mean, the edge is a need, but it doesn't have to be Za'Darius. It's just convenient because they vetted him and added him a year ago, and his name comes up a lot, which is... Well, I asked Campbell about it yesterday.
I mean, the fact that no other team is even sniffing. Come on.
I believe that has to do with the business side of things. He's not a spring chicken. He's in NFL terms, he's a senior citizen. And so I think there is a risk of, is he eventually going to break down? His phone will be ringing by a dozen teams on Monday or Tuesday.
Explain this to people.
Well, because... If you are vested in the NFL and you're on the roster, we used to always celebrate as soon as that kickoff happened. 3 years, three games gets you vested. As soon as that kickoff happened, your salary is guaranteed for the entire season. If you're not on the roster, even if you sign, you know, after kickoff, then your salary is not guaranteed. So they could cut him at any time to save money, or if he gets hurt, there's an injury settlement, but it's not the full salary.
So they sign him after week one, and then when McNeil comes back and they got a roster issue, they let him go, and he doesn't get the money.
It's a possibility.
A cash dowel will not like that.
Oh, well, I mean, that's a big concern of ours.
Hey, Coach, we're good.
Yeah, again, cash dowel, 248-539-9797. Let us know if you want your man back in town.
Yeah, give us the perspective.
We only got one side
of the story. Exactly. A couple more quick ticket texts on storylines you're sick of as the offseason finally wraps up and the season begins this weekend. I'm sick of the Lions missed the playoffs talk. It's almost like people go, oh, they failed losing in their divisional round. But you have to give context with the injuries. They now have the arguable defensive player of the year back. Let's not forget the talent the Lions still have.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sick of the coordinators are gone, specifically with Ben Johnson being an offensive guru. Lions are going to take a step back, etc. If I hear that again, I'm going to scratch my eyes out. I'm sick of hearing we lost the coordinators. We're stacked on both sides, offense and defense. Let's kick off the season. It's from Brian. I'm sick of the schedule conversation. They have to play us too. Lions are no fun to play against. We are not going to lose all of our tough games. Rob in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. It's well said, Rob.
Asking people what they like about the matchup, what concerns them. Lions and Green Bay coming up on Sunday, 248-539-9797. Still to come. We'll have some key stuff in the Michigan-Oklahoma game, Boston College and MSU. And we got bold-ass predictions. We got a football edition of Are You Gonna Eat That? And we love hearing from you at 248-539-9797. Here's an unnamed texter. The guy in the Lions who will make or break the game on Sunday will be Sam Laporta. The best answer to an elite pass rush is the tight end. Extra blocker and a safety valve. Sam will be the reason the Lions win 28-14. So they love Brock Wright in his ability to block. I mean, you might see some two tight end, single running back, 21 personnel out there with them trying to give a little help for Micah Parsons. And so, yeah, Laporta and the tight ends could be big, and it might not be seen in terms of catches, right? It could just be protecting the quarterback. Could be a big deal. Now that the Lions are one of the better NFL teams, their draft picks aren't as valuable in potential trades. Yes. Not sure it has to be said. I think we're all aware of it, but in case you don't know why that is, for those out there and whoever sent this text, we will extrapolate on what he had to say
The Lions' first-round pick, because they are good, is a late first-round pick. So if you trade for Trey Hendrickson, as Gator suggested in the blitz thingy, then you're thinking that pick might be 32, 31, 30. But then again, any team that's trading for a rental player has Super Bowl aspirations. So it's not like a crappy team goes, we'll take Trey Hendrickson for nine games. Let's see. You guys should talk about how much money Parsons is going to make. That is going to play a big part in what other moves the Packers can make now. I'm happy the Lions didn't make an insane trade like that for a guy making money like that. The Lions give their guys big contracts, and we've seen them perform already with this team. We talked about that the day that the news of the contract and the trade came out, and it's one of the reasons why I've planted this flag over here that there's going to be some ruining in Green Bay. It's not a popular flag, but I've planted the flag. And I will take the L if Micah Parsons goes there and kills it. I will take that L, and I'll own it. But I think there's a decent chance there's going to be ruining in Green Bay. It's contract and it's injury. The contract becomes a problem as the years go on. The injury, the epidural thing, the guy did the story about the epidurals. The players that have received epidurals are quarterbacks in their 30s, not guys who potentially get down into the trenches at times and in their mid-20s. So, bold prediction. Ooh, we got a bold prediction here. Trevor Lawrence wins MVP. Wow. Hmm. That does qualify as bold.
That's kind of bold.
Yep. I haven't even given ours yet, but I
that's bold.
I give you credit. I wish you signed it. You. Unless Parsons' injury doesn't get better, he won't affect the Lions until Thanksgiving. I mean, there is something to be said. You pointed out there's just a few practices here. Jeff Hafley's a good defensive coordinator, but he's not up to speed. He won't be up to speed by Sunday. If he's healthy, motivated, good teammate, all that stuff, and they can stop the run, the Packers are going to be a major issue. With Hutch back, I'm ready to see the person no one is talking about, Kirby Joseph. Our pass rush is going to make KJ potentially even more dangerous. Our secondary takes the next step this year. I saw a ranking of the best offseason moves, and in the top 10 trades, I think it was 11th actually, the top 10 trades or free agents was DJ Reed signing with the Lions. He was the number 6 free agent signing. The one thing that I don't want to get lost in the wash is, you know, you're talking about defense. The pass rush gets better when you cover longer. I think DJ Reed is an upgrade over Carlton Davis. I think Terrion Arnold is an upgrade over Terrion Arnold.
I think you got the second year in the league. I expect a big leap in production from Terrion Arnold. I expect him to be better than he was last year. A lot better.
You know what that makes better? The pass rush.
Yes.
When you cover better, the pass rush is better. When a quarterback hits the back step of his drop and has to look to option 2 and option 3, the pass rush looks better.
Did you see who turned 29 today, Doug?
Kyle Finnegan.
No, but I like where your head's at.
I think it is his birthday.
Is it today?
I think so.
Well, it's also Marcus Davenport's birthday.
Is it?
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
One of the guys. Could be the benefactor.
Hold on. I got a wish.
Beneficiary.
I blew out the candle. I made my wish. But I'm not going to say what it is.
No, Marcus Davenport. Otherwise, it won't come true.
I want everybody to make, just think of a wish and blow out a candle and just make a wish with Marcus Davenport. It could be anything.
Anything you want. But his birthday today, 27, he would be the beneficiary of a great secondary. And I think the Lions have a chance to have a great secondary.
Wow.
But they got to stay healthy.
They got to stay healthy. And you
everywhere, but particularly in secondary, where you know
one
I always
of Gator's
say,
core beliefs in life is that you guys in the secondary get hurt
always.
Let's see here. I'm not being a homer. The Lions are going to win convincingly against the Packers. Too much firepower, and our defense is going to be amazing. The defense going to be amazing thing. They looked like last year they had a chance to be amazing. And then it all unraveled. Everybody got banged up. Let's not forget that. And many of these guys are back, right? They're healthier going in. They're not completely healthy, but they're healthier going in than they finished last year. So is the defense going to be amazing? I'm not, that's not my bold ass prediction, but I will tell you, I think they have a chance to be. I don't think this is way out there. You, whoever sent that in. Unnamed texter. So much talk has been made about Parsons versus Sewell. Look up Hutch's numbers versus Zach Tom, the Packers' right tackle, and the left tackle is an unknown. Hutch should feast. Another unnamed texter. They are absolutely better. However, they may not be a stronger matchup against the Lions as they were. Okay, so he's talking about the Packers, is the they he's referencing. They gave something up. I mean, they lost their two defensive tackles. And they played a lot. They got used to playing without Slayton last year because he got hurt. And I have to go back and see how many games he played. But he, that was what, top 10 rush defense. I think it was top five in rushing yards per attempt allowed, which is, I think, an incredibly important metric. And specifically for the running backs, what is your average yards per carry? But at the end of the day, and it's, I mean, it's about the effectiveness of your running game. The difference between second down and five and second down and seven is quite notable. The Lions, I think, test that rush defense right away.
I think they can and they should. I mean, it's the Lions' DNA. It starts with the ability to run the football and being able to protect the quarterback. That's where it is. Everything else works around that. You know, Jared Goff knows this offense. I think that's a huge part of maintaining continuity. You'd love to have it with the entire coaching staff. Well, you don't have it when you become successful. You're just not going to have that with your coordinators. They're going to be poached, and they have been. However, the personnel that he has played with, pretty similar. He's got the same tackles that he's come into league, that came to the Lions with. He's gotten, it's the same running backs they've had. Now, this would be the third year with these running backs. You look at the wide receivers. I mean, broke Amon-Ra St. Brown in. He broke in Jameson Williams. And now he's breaking in Isaac Tesla. The other, you know, wide receivers they've had, Khalif Raymond, he's worked with. There's a lot of continuity with this team, and specifically on the offense.
Unnamed texter, Mahogany is going to prove to be much better at left guard than Glasgow was last year. Okay, he's got more here. I think there's a chance.
I
don't think that's a given, but I think there's a chance that that is an upgrade.
Yeah, I think that Grant Glasgow was a good right guard, and when he had to switch to the left side, he wasn't as good. And I think Grant Glasgow was maybe an average center when he had to play center. They don't need him to be Frank Ragnow at center. They need him to be just fine. What they need is Ratledge to be better than Zeitler and Mahogany to be better than Glasgow.
This person goes,
that's
on.
That's possible.
Mahogany is going to be a road grader and will have a topic this season. Quote, were we sleeping on Christian Mahogany? This line as a whole is not going to skip a beat. Gets a little worse at center, but better at both guards. So, I mean, Mahogany is the example that if it works, it's the example why the Brad Holmes model is sustainable. When you're pulling starters and good ones out of the sixth round, it's important to get good players, clearly. But that's a good, cheap player. And that's how you keep the books balanced. And that's how you sign Hutch. And that's how you sign Brian Branch. And that's how you sign Jahmyr Gibbs. And that's how you sign J-Mo. Is you keep finding the Christian Mahoganys of the world that get six-round money that can cycle in to help keep the books balanced. So it's good on two fronts. Yes, you want a good player. Two, it helps you keep your best players. One more here. Am I wrong in thinking the Packers lost a really, really, really good player in Kenny Clark? He was an all-pro and a pro bowler, and I feel like people are acting like he's not that big a deal. That's from Doug in a car. I don't know if you heard the beginning of the show or the beginning of this discussion. We have put a lot of emphasis on that fact, Doug in a car. So much so that made me wonder, did I send a text to our own show? Am I driving to work today? 248-539-9797.
What are you drinking over there?
Our NFL bold-ass predictions coming up today at 12:05. Get yours ready. We want to hear what you think is going to go down this year. Put them out there a little bit. Now, there is a line that can be crossed. Sometimes people get a little carried away with their bold predictions, and we will categorize those as what, Gator?
Dumbass predictions.
Right.
Sorry.
It's okay. Mike on.
Mike yeah. has to be on for you.
It's okay, man. You're new here.
Okay, we can go one of two directions. both are going to be Lions related. But Rico, I'm fascinated by your angle because it involves the fans, a wholly separate thing from the team. Or we can go best case, worst case. What do you think is the better move? Totally dealer's choice. I love them both.
It's Friday, man. Why not both?
Okay, then start yours.
Why not both?
Pitch it.
Okay, so for Lions fans, I have a question for you out there. 248-539-9797. And this requires a lot of honesty. I need you to really think about this answer. My question for you, this is for you, the fans. Let me say it for the people in the back, not the team. The team will be okay, but for you, the fans, is Sunday's game a must-win game? The team will be okay if they lose, but will you? Because you've been broken already. This team went 15-2, and then they got bounced early in the playoffs, and then the offseason, they didn't sign an edge rusher. Just a lot of stuff went on, and then the cherry on top is you see Micah Parsons going to Green Bay, and you didn't get him. Do you need this victory like oxygen? Do you need this game for your psyche, for your soul, for your mental benefit? Because you need to see this team back winning again. Is this a must-win game for you? 248-539-9797, because I believe it is. I believe you need this thing, man. Because I don't even know what Monday would be like if you went into Green Bay and you lost to Jordan Love, a quarterback you don't respect, to a team you don't respect, and you get popped, and Micah Parsons makes the game-winning play on a 4th-and-8, and he sacks Jared Goff. Where would you be? Are you going to be okay? Is this a must-win game for you? It's week 1, but based off of everything that happened in the past season and in the postseason, how badly do you need this game? How badly do you need a win from the Detroit Lions? 248-539-9797.
Okay. See, I think I don't know if you're right or wrong. I think there are battle lines that are drawn, and it's really weird. Is that when we do topics, I think people think they do, and they rightfully do. It's a safe space. You can criticize the Lions because that's what sports is. Mm-hmm. Then there's the other shows that generally attract the delusional, euphoric boner jam, where the Lions do no wrong and they're going to win so much. And anything to the contrary, you're labeled a hater or a sadist or just a general bleephole. Look, man, I think there's enough people. They wouldn't be shaken by it because their head is still in the clouds. Is there a segment of the fan base that'll be rattled that would go, oh, bleep? Yes, no question. But Rico, if you're asking me 51% 49, I think they'd have to start 0-2 to get people's attention.
Oh, no. 0-2 is a whole different level of therapy. 0-2 means you lost to 2 divisional opponents, but you lost to your ex-girlfriend. Yeah.
And I'm not
so
calling
that's something cataclysmic. They don't want to, that's apocalyptic like.
But you want to know what it would take to really shake even the most ardent supporters. It's going to be that. I think they could do copium and hopium around a loss. And look, I'll be the first one to tell you, if they lose Sunday, I'm not going to be panicked. It's one game. It's a divisional road game. It's a game you're an underdog in. It's not a big deal. It won't change my 11 wins. It won't change how I feel about the team. So maybe I'm one of the people you need to convince.
No,
I wouldn't be shaken.
No, but see, I think you're in the minority. I think most people would be shaken.
Right, I'm a hater because I said 11-6.
Right, but it would be shaken because this means that you started off, you ended the season poorly, you started off the season poorly, and now all your expectations are kind of going out the window because, oh my goodness, we've already lost a game to Green Bay.
I think for the people calling in saying 13, 14 wins, those are the people you're speaking to. Yeah. Maybe in a way, the people that are the most cocky about this team are the ones who secretly under the bed sheets need the win the most. I mean, how do you come on the air talking about 14-3 and how the offensive line is fine and Parsons blows and then you lose the opener? No, maybe you're right. Is that the vocal bathwater drinkers are the ones who actually are the most insecure and need it the most? Because if they lose the opener, mm-hmm. How do you reconcile that? Everything you've been yelling at us about all offseason would be
false. The offseason, Brad did everything right. Why are you complaining? We didn't need an edge rusher. We didn't need this. We'll be fine.
See, win or lose doesn't change anything, I feel.
No.
But those people, I wonder if it would.
But I'm talking about that Lions fan. Because and spare me the team. I'm not talking about the team.
Team will be fine regardless.
Team has 16 more games to fix this, okay? Guess what? At the end of this week, 16 teams will have lost a game.
There's only one team that has to win this weekend. It's not the Lions and it's not Michigan. It's Michigan State.
Okay.
Yes.
Truthfully. But I'm talking professionally.
Yeah. I'm just making a point. Like, the standard's the standard, but right. There's really not a lot to lose because your whole purpose in this, Rico, when you're a really good NFL team, win your home divisional games, and if you can snipe one or two on the road, you've had a great year in the division. Mm-hmm. Beat Green Bay here, it's a wash with a road loss.
Right.
I mean, I'm not picking Green Bay to come into Ford Field to beat them. So my point is I'm not going to panic about, like, it's like Buffalo and Baltimore. How would I panic with the loser of that game? I can't.
You can't, but see, that's different. This is, and it's a different level. You touched upon it at the beginning, Mike. Hypothetically speaking, you lose this game, and now you got to face Ben Johnson. And like it or not, this is the game the Lions fan, I don't know how they would handle a loss to him. Because remember, he's an idiot. He doesn't know anything. He didn't call any plays. He had a foot out the door, and we're going to do fine with John Morton. So we don't really need him. You can't walk into this thing down.
Well, it's also a bit of a case study in confidence level. I mean, look, we bring up the Parsons stuff, or we bring up the Adam Schefter thing. We've brought up the executive deal with, where the Lions rate. Phone lines are full. But when it gets to nut cutting time and I ask you for your confidence level of going to Green Bay, or Rico asks it in a different way, they're nowhere to be found. So I don't know. Like, for me, it's I just want to watch the game. I just want to see, because I have no idea what it's going to look like. That's the funniest part of it all. There's so much unknown. I compare this is a rich man's version of Minnesota and Chicago. It's like inverted. Yeah. These two teams have quarterbacks. It's everything else that's a question mark in different ways, shapes, and forms. Monday night, those teams have everything else.
And no,
the quarterbacks are a mystery box.
Yep.
We don't know about JJ or Caleb. It's different. You know, I don't feel strongly about it. I don't. I won't be shocked in the least if the Lions do what they do best, which is walk Green Bay off.
They've won the last three.
Wouldn't shock me.
They won the last three in Lambeau, but now they're coming in there. They're the underdog. And Green Bay did something last week that a lot of Lions fans wanted the Lions.
I think, okay, maybe the better way to do it is the fan base that needs the game more is probably, for me answering your question, I think Packer fans need it more. If we look at it, if we zoom out, they believe they're the kings of the North.
Right.
Except they're not. And they haven't been. And Detroit owns them. They walked off Aaron Rodgers into the sunset, kept him out of the playoffs. They have destroyed this team. They go to Lambeau and win on the regular now. The Packers have said, we're all in. The Lions haven't. If the Lions march in and beat you, I think Packer fans will be more jarred than Lion fans. Does that make sense?
No, that actually makes sense. That makes sense. I like that angle.
David, ticket text.
I'm still concerned about Lions fans.
I think.
Because, Mike, they were oh so unceremoniously
there's
quiet.
There's a percentage of fans you're right to be concerned about because they are not living in reality. Therefore, if they get a taste of their own blood, they won't know how to handle it. At large, it's Packer fans who need it more. I think Packer fans are going to go into a nervous breakdown if they lose the opener in Lambeau week one to the Lions. I think they need it more. I have enough confidence in the Lions in totality. And if this was at Ford Field, I would have a different approach. Mm-hmm. I'll say the Pack fans need it more. I think the Packer team needs it more. I'm very comfortable saying the Lions could start out 0-1 and still end up 11-6. Now, hey, if you're these people saying 13, 14, 15, morning show, midday.
I was about to say, you only get a few more games to
lose.
I
can't. Now that's different.
And you still haven't played three of the top quarterbacks in the league yet.
Yeah, I'm very calm as it pertains to this team on a weekly basis, Rico. Okay. I have faith in the process. I have faith in their roster. I may not love everything they've done, but I still believe they're a very good team. So there's going to be, guess what? They may show their ass in a game and people go, wait, what the hell? We were supposed to win that. No panic. Panic will only come in once there becomes a pattern or a trend of subpar play.
Well, see, that's why. Because the last game they played, they kind of showed their ass. And now they need this as that makeup to the palate cleansing. That's what this Sunday's game will be. Go ahead, Dave.
I'll read these back to back. No, not a must win. I was kind of expecting a split between Green Bay and Chicago. That's Matt and Wixom, then Eric and Bloomfield. Yes, this is a must win. Have to keep the devil down in the hole. The Packers haven't beaten Detroit in years. This would give them way too much confidence. So back to back, one yes, one no. It's a lot of that coming.
And it may be split. I mean, but I do think that there's a certain part of this town. Man, they need this thing. They need this game. They will be popping champagne bottles, and it'll be a whole lot of babies named Jared in 9 months.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.